Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
It's that time of day, my friends. Good morning. Healthy, happy Saturday to you in the pouring rain, but that's okay. All right. One of the great myths, one of the great mistakes in medicine, which is sure to change, one of the great hoaxes, although I don't want to point the finger at anybody, is this issue with cholesterol and the statin drugs. And I'm not going to get accusatory. I'm simply going to try to lay down the best science that we have today. But I'm going to put it on somebody else's back, a very brave heart surgeon, retired, of course. You know, you don't get the truth out of people until they retire, and that's understandable. Everybody's got to protect themselves. And in our wisdom as we age, we start to see the big picture, and we speak the truth. This is why young people have to listen to older people, because you get truth, more truth along the way. The book, the pamphlet, the e-book is called The Great Cholesterol Lie. The Great Cholesterol Lie. Why Inflammation Kills and the Real Cure for Heart Disease by Dr. Dwight Lundell. L-U-N-D-E-L-L. Get on your computers. Ever important. You're not going to buy this in Barnes & Noble. You're not going to buy it anywhere in a bookstore. But you're going to get it on the internet. Again, The Great Cholesterol Lie. Why Inflammation Kills and the Real Cure for Heart Disease by Dr. Dwight Lundell. More than lightly credentialed. Dr. Lundell is a heart surgeon. He's the guy that does the angioplasties. He's the guy that treats you after the heart attack. He's the guy that's in there when it's heavy and it's hot and your life is on the line. And he's done thousands and thousands of surgeries. His educations at Yale, etc., are impeccable. His honesty shines through this 50-page book, which you can purchase on the websites for about $50. It's worth 50 times that. Get it? It's about cholesterol. It's about the statin drugs. It's about why we're misunderstanding cholesterol. People are afraid of that word. You have high cholesterol. I think it is the single most common statement I hear across the table from people. My cholesterol's high, and they want to put me on the statin, and I'm really concerned about this. It's up there over 300. I don't want to tell you what to do. I just want to lay down a perspective here. I don't want to point the finger at anybody. I just want to ask you and have you ask yourself, after I lay out the facts, the insight, the research, I want to get you thinking in another direction. I want you to get your medical doctors thinking in another direction. Dr. Lundell is one of them. Cholesterol. If you don't have cholesterol, 50%. 50% of your cell membrane is missing. Half of your cell membrane, that all-important membrane that controls the gate to your cell, is 50% cholesterol. Cholesterol is the base for all your steroid hormones. Cortisol, aldosterone, estrogen, progesterone, they all begin with cholesterol. Dihydroepiandrosterone, DHEA, it, pregnenolone, they all begin with cholesterol. Cholesterol is your friend. Cholesterol, good. Inflammation, bad. You're going to see what's driving heart disease today. Vascular disease. It's not cholesterol. It's nothing to do with cholesterol. It has to do with a sequela of science that we're going to lay out over the next 50 minutes. The turn of the century, there was not much heart disease. Oh, yes, there was. We just didn't know it. What kind of a nonsense line is that? We didn't know what it was to keel over with a heart attack and dissect out plugged arteries 100, 200 years ago? Of course we did. We weren't seeing it. And where I'm going to differ a little bit with Dr. Lindell today is the fact that 100 years ago, lots of people were packing on an extra 20 or 30 or 40 pounds. The very grain eaters, the corn, the rye, so on and so forth, flours, even if they weren't processed, were still packing on by the time Grandpa hit 60. And yes, back then you were Grandpa at 60. You were still packing on an extra 20, 30, 40 pounds. You slowed up around the farm. And we still didn't see heart disease. Countries like Japan, France, the Mediterranean, thus the Mediterranean diet, didn't see and still don't see a lot of heart disease. So what's the deal? Lipitor made $12.5 billion. That is the most successful. I'm pretty sure that tops Viagra, the birth control pill. $12.5 billion last year. I think it's around $250 a month out of your pocket. And the side effects are clear. I'm not going to take the show to discuss the side effects, except one thing about the statin drugs. They cut down your CoQ10. And you can't afford that. I've seen people ravaged over a year or two. I've seen 60-year-old athletes told to go on Lipitor and other statins for high cholesterol, and within a year they can't move their legs. And it really is. You're better doctors. You're better cardiologists. Dr. Sinatra will tell you if you're on a statin drug, make sure you take CoQ10. Anybody in the know is going to tell you if you must take a statin drug, if you must take it. And again, as always, as is consistent with my perspective, I'm not telling you to do anything in the sense of you really do have to discuss this with your medical doctor. But question your medical doctor. Bring the research to him in a friendly, loving way. Ask him, cost-benefit, is this necessary? Is this worth it? Do we really understand this drugs? You have to understand that a lot of your medical doctors don't have the time to study the science. They're very busy in practice. My God, how much more do we want to squeeze out of these guys? 4 hard years in pre-med. 4 to 6 to 8 to 10 years in med school plus residency. Then all the different places you all the different places you do your residences in all over the country, that can be another 2 to 4 years. And the higher you go in that surgical hierarchy, the more time you spend before you're really left out there. And then you have to cover every single study for every single drug that's used. It's not reasonable. Medical doctors are listening to pharmaceutical sales reps. And yes, those sales reps are not terribly educated. On top of which, the chemists that make these drugs are under tremendous pressure to make the drug. So we don't want to get nasty and point fingers and start screaming, but this has slipped through the cracks, the same way Vioxx did, although not nearly as dangerous. The same way we told people that coconut oil, that opening a coconut and eating the meat, since it was a saturated fat, was dangerous for your health, and it wasn't. This is the same faux pas we're making with cholesterol. So number one, cholesterol is not bad. Your liver makes cholesterol. Your liver makes a ton of it. Your liver makes 80%, 80. It makes 80% of the cholesterol circulating in your body. And when you eat the other 20%, and the amount of cholesterol you eat goes up, the liver, if the liver is functioning correctly, makes less cholesterol. There's a check and balance system. What a concept. The body's got a self-regulating system for cholesterol. That's the point. The body is a self-regulating system. Another example is vitamin D. Oh, don't go out in the sun too much because the vitamin D will just increase, and at some point vitamin D is toxic and you'll get sick. The body shuts off its production of vitamin D when the amount of vitamin D gets too big. That's if you're in the sun. The body's got lots of natural systems, and if those natural systems are in working order, it's very hard to create imbalance. I think that's fascinating about cholesterol. 80% of it your liver makes. If it was so bad, what was your liver making it for? And we know what it does. All your endocrine system, 50% of your cell membranes, tons of other things. And if your liver makes too much, or if your body ingests too much because you go on an egg kick, or you start eating large amounts of shellfish, the liver just makes less to compensate. So what's the big to-do about cholesterol? What's the issue here? Okay, let's get to work. Now we're going to lay down the science. Again, hear the show again, straighttalk.cc. That's two C's, not .com.cc. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. The book that I'm leaning on today for you, because then you can read this, what is it, 70-60-page book, The Great Cholesterol Lie, Why Inflammation Kills and the Real Cure for Heart Disease, Dr. Dwight Lundell, heart surgeon, par excellence. Let's get to the science. Now, in your bloodstream, in your body, you've heard the term immune system. That's a variety of cells. It's like a team of martial artists. And each of those martial artists has a different job to do. Each of those martial artists is part of a team. And they each do something different, even though they overlap. And one of these cells is called a macrophage. Macrophage. Macrophage is a big, mean pit bull. It's the cleanup man. It's the bouncer in the pub. It goes after everything. If you're not supposed to be there, it eats you. If you're dead and dying, it eats you. Whatever's not supposed to be circulating, sooner or later, even after other immune cells get into the fight, the macrophage comes in and cleans up. The macrophage is like a combination of the demolition system and the big trucks that take it away to the sanitation department. They're the cleanup crew. And your macrophages circulate, and they do a funny thing. When they see your low-density lipoproteins, your LDLs. Now, again, I'm going to refer to something that a lot of you have seen on your cardiac panels when you get your blood tests. Just your general physical at Kaiser, nothing complicated. You see your HDLs, high-density lipoproteins, lipoprotein. That's a fat protein complex. LDL, low density, HDL, high density. Cholesterol. The cholesterol is a combination of your HDL and your LDL. So really, when I say low density lipoproteins, I mean what we call the bad cholesterol. You're about to learn why the LDL, the bad cholesterol, the one that gives you the heart attack, is really the tiniest player in this sequence I'm about to lay down. Always has been, always will be. We've got the science to argue this, and we've got the medical anthropology. I mean, what are all those big fat Eskimos and Polynesians 100 years ago, and Americans 100?